Therefore realize that life is what you make it. Make it a wonderful, joyous, exciting life where anything can happen at any moment because you are doing my will. August 4th. Why not start each day by getting into tune with the highest good within you? Then carry it forth into everything you do throughout the day. Let peace and love flow freely in and through you, out to all you contact. See my wholeness and perfection in all your fellow human beings, and dwell on that. When you can do so, all imperfections in them will be eliminated, and you will be seeing with my eyes. And I see only the perfect in everything and everyone. Reflect me. Be at one with me. Let your consciousness be of oneness and of wholeness. Know that I am working in and through you, and that your every thought and action is guided and directed by me. Know that as harmony, beauty, and law and order enter your life, chaos and confusion fly out the window. As long as you remain in that state of consciousness, all will be very, very well. August 5th. Keep your standards high. The higher, the better. Be not careless or slapdash about anything you undertake. Perfection must always be the aim. It may be seemingly impossible to reach, but nevertheless, go on reaching, go on stretching. Never be satisfied with anything mediocre or anything that is done half-heartedly and without love. Let all you do, whatever it may be done to my honour and glory. For when your aim is to do everything for me, your aim will always be of the very highest, and you will not be satisfied unless you are giving of your very best. Learn to forget the self in service to others. You will find real joy in giving on every level. Always remember, there are many different levels on which you can give, from the highest to the lowest, from the spiritual to the physical. Whatever level it may be, give and give wholeheartedly, and you will find that as you give, so will you receive. August 6th. Be still and receptive to life. The more still you can become, the more receptive you are. For it is in the stillness that you can hear my still small voice. It is in the stillness that you become aware of my wonders all around you. You become very sensitive to the things that matter in life. And in this state of sensitivity, doors can be flung wide open and anything can happen. You must seek and find periods of peace and stillness, no matter how busy a person you are. For they need not be long periods. You will find those few moments in silent communion with me will work wonders in everything you do. Instead of rushing into a project or doing something because it has to be done, your whole attitude towards whatever you undertake will be one of benediction, praise and thanksgiving, because your attitude and approach are right. Only the very best can come from it, and bring blessings to all those souls concerned with it. August 7th. Walk in the light, and never be afraid to let the light of truth be beamed fully on you. When you have nothing to hide, nothing to be ashamed of, you are as free as a very small child, who has no inhibitions and expresses itself with real joy. It bubbles over with joy, and that joy is infectious, radiating to all who come into contact with it. Joy cannot be hidden or contained. It reveals itself in 101 ways, in a look, a word, an expression. Joy draws people to it, for everyone responds to joyous, happy souls and enjoys being in their company. Joy draws souls to it like steel to a magnet, whereas misery and negativity repel. When you know you are doing the right thing and are in the right place, you radiate joy and freedom. Everything flows smoothly for you and falls into its rightful place. You draw the very best to you. You cannot help doing so, for like attracts like. August 8th. As you learn to do my will and walk in my ways, you will begin to know the meaning of peace and harmony within. Your heart will overflow with love. Your understanding will expand, and you will become more tolerant and open, and see clearly that there are many paths which lead to me. You will learn to live and let live, and no longer feel that your way is the only way. You will never again be dogmatic about anything, but very quietly and confidently go your way, doing what you feel is right for you. You will no longer try to change other souls, but will learn to live in such a way that others will want to know what it is you have got that they have not. Never forget, you can teach far more by example. If you quietly go about doing my will, it will have far more effect on humanity than shouting many wonderful words from the rooftops and failing to live what you preach. August 9th. Always take the optimistic outlook over everything and banish all gloom and negativity. You are surrounded by many wonderful people, things and experiences in life. Why not concentrate on them and give thanks for them, letting go and releasing all that is unpleasant, unhappy or difficult? By your attitude and outlook, you draw to you the very best or the very worst in life. Therefore, if you are blaming your circumstances, life or people for your misfortunes, look within to see what you can do to change your attitude. As you start doing it, little by little, you will find changes taking place, and you will begin to realize how mightily blessed you are and how truly wonderful life is. What a joy and a privilege it is to be alive, to be where you are, doing what you are doing, surrounded by so many wonderful things and people. Start right now looking for them. They are right there, so you will not have to look very far. August 10th. Do you want to do something to help the world situation? Then look within. For never forget that it all starts in the individual. As you change your consciousness to love, peace, harmony and unity, the consciousness of the whole world will change. But it is not always very pleasant when you start doing it. You will find dark spots which need to be cleared within yourself. You will find that your motives are not always of the highest, and that your likes and dislikes are far more pronounced than you imagined. You will find that you are very inclined to discriminate when there should be no discrimination, for all are one in my sight. You will find that your love for one another is not all it should be. Start putting all your cards on the table and be determined to do something about it. And start doing it now. There is no better time. I am here to help you. Call upon me and let me guide your every step. August 11th. Are you in harmony with all life? Do you feel at one with all those souls around you and at peace? Are you part of the chaos and confusion in the world at this time? Or is your life part of the answer to world problems? There can be no sitting on the fence at this time. You are either working for the light or you are not. The choice is in your hands. You are either with me or against me. Your faith and belief cannot be lukewarm or half-hearted. It must be wholehearted or not at all. I need you aflame, on fire with love for me, completely dedicated to me and to my work, willing to do my will no matter what the cost. I ask for all, and only when all is given will you receive all. Nothing shall be withheld from you, and you will know that all I have is yours. August 12th. You cannot do all you should be doing when you are strained. Take time to be alone and do something simple, something you enjoy doing. But let it be of your own choosing, not something someone else has suggested. As you do it, you will find yourself able to see everything from a different level of consciousness. The weight will be lifted, and you will find you will be able to do far more. Also, never try to look too far ahead. That in itself can cause great strain and distress. You can only take one step at a time. So take that one step, and the next will follow at exactly the right time. Let life unfold, and do not try to manipulate it. Do not get annoyed and impatient when things do not work out quite as you had expected they would. Instead, look for and see the purpose and plan running through all that is taking place, and realize that all is for the very best. August 13th. Learn to think and feel for others. To do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Learn to understand and enter fully into their lives and hearts, pouring out love and understanding to them, thereby banishing all criticism judgment and condemnation. Realize that love transforms and transmutes all bitterness and hatred, and that understanding opens up hearts that have been closed and have remained cold and unresponsive. Put into practice in your life the words, resist not evil, but overcome evil with good. It is easier said than done, but until it is done and lived, there cannot be peace and goodwill to all humanity. These words have been heard, read and preached down the ages, but they have not been lived. That is why there are wars, destruction, evil and hatred in the world. It will go on until humanity learns to live a life and not just talk about it. Learns to make these wonderful words live and vibrate in everyday life. August 14th. As you contribute your special gifts and talents to the whole, so is each piece of the jigsaw puzzle of life put together, forming the perfect whole. What are your specific gifts or talents? Why not share them and cease hiding them away, for they are all needed? You may feel you have many gifts, or you may feel you have little or nothing to give. This latter is not so. You have your own unique something to give, which no one else can give, and that something is needed. It is up to you to find out what it is and give it. It takes all sorts to make up the whole. Every tiny screw, cog and spring is needed to make a clock. Every organ of the body, every tiny cell and atom is needed to make up the whole perfect body. When you can see yourself as part of the whole, you will no longer want to withhold what you have to give. August 15th. If you find it difficult to love your fellow human beings, do not try and force yourself to do it, for you cannot make yourself love someone. But as you seek me and my help, I will place that seed of love in your heart. Then, all you have to do is very gently and quietly to tend it and watch it grow without any effort on your part. To try and will yourself to love someone is a losing battle. You will find that like will attract like, that you will quite naturally be drawn towards some people more than others, and that you will be able to blend in more easily with each other. But let it not concern you. Gradually, you will know the meaning of universal love as you grow spiritually and come to know the meaning of my divine love. Let it unfold very naturally, without any effort on your part, but just a deep inner longing to love more. August 16th. Your attitude is vitally important, far more important than you realize. Therefore, if you cannot do something with the right attitude, don't do it at all until you can change your attitude. Really enjoy doing it and realize that whatever it is important to the smooth running of the whole. Never be afraid to shoulder your responsibilities, but grow in wisdom and stature as you do so. Know that you are never given more than you are able to stand. It is important that each responsibility helps you to stretch and expand that little bit more. The object of responsibilities is not to weigh you down and overburden you, but to help you to grow. Do not resent the responsibilities you are given, but be grateful for them. Know that you would not be given them if I did not feel you were capable of shouldering them. Seek my help at all times. I am your ever-ready help and guide. Call upon me. August 17th. Learn to be very flexible and adaptable. At the same time, always work from a stable inner knowing so that you are not influenced by or dependent upon outer circumstances and conditions. Realize that your outer life and living are a reflection of your inner life. When you are at peace within, you radiate peace without. For when your heart is overflowing with love, you cannot help but reflect and radiate love all around you. You cannot hide that which is deep within you. For your outer state is a mirror of your inner state. The time you spend in peace and stillness is never wasted. It is necessary for every soul to find time to be still and reflect on that which is deep within, on the things that matter in life, that make your life what it is, the ways of the spirit. It matters not how busy your day may be. Those times of stillness are essential and are the very backbone of your life. August 18th. Be not bowed down by self-concern, so that you miss all the wonders in life. Dwell on all the beauty and wonders in life. Go about with your eyes wide open and appreciate the beauty around you. Take one day at a time and appreciate that day to the full. Let every moment be filled with love and thanksgiving. When anything comes up that is inharmonious, look around quickly and see how it can be exchanged for something which is harmonious. Do it quickly, because negative and detrimental thoughts can grow as fast as weeds in a garden and choke all beautiful and delicate plants if they are allowed to take control. Learn to control your thoughts so they are only ones of beauty, harmony and love. Once your positive thoughts have been well established, you will automatically look for the very best in every situation. Only then can you relax, let go and enter the joy and freedom of the spirit. August 19th. Why not start right now receiving your spiritual inspiration and guidance at first hand and not through anyone else? Do you not realize that you have within you all wisdom, all knowledge, all understanding? You do not have to seek it without, but it does mean that you have to take time to be still and to go deep within to find it. There is nothing more wonderful or worthwhile than direct contact with me, the source of all creation. It means you have to take time, and if necessary, make time to find it. You have to reach the stage where you are consciously aware of me and of my divine presence at all times, where you are willing to bring me into the whole of your life and walk and talk with me all the time, sharing everything with me, both your successes and your failures. When the love is flowing and you are one with me, you will want more than anything to share everything with me. August 20th. Every soul has to learn self-discipline, and the earlier it is learnt in life, the easier it is. To begin with, self-discipline can be a real effort, because you have to make yourself do things which the lower self kicks against. You have to learn to say no to yourself. But the firmer you are with yourself, the more quickly will peace reign within. It is good every now and again to take yourself in hand and see where you are being weak and self-indulgent. It means that you have to be very honest and not make excuses for yourself. It may even help you to write down the places where you feel you need to change, so you have them there before you. Then do something about them. If you feel incapable of overcoming certain weaknesses, I do not ask you to do it on your own. I am always here to help you. Why not call upon me? August 21st. Everyone has had the experience of being thrown completely off balance by something someone has said or done. Instead of facing it straight away, you may have allowed it to take hold of you and affect your whole outlook until you found yourself tied up in knots and no good to anyone. You may even have started the day with the very best of intentions, with love in your heart for everyone, determined to see the very best everywhere you look. Next time it happens to you, recognize what is happening and immediately raise your consciousness. Call upon me. Let your mind be stayed upon me so that you become consciously aware of me and my divine presence. See what a difference it will make to you if you can quickly turn your thoughts to me and to my divine love when you find yourself in a negative situation. Everything can change completely. Remember this idea next time. Try it and see how it works. August 22nd. It matters not where you are or what you are doing. I am with you always. But unless you are consciously aware of it, you can go through life like a blind person, unaware of the wonders and beauties all around you, groping your way in the darkness. When you are aware, you have eyes to see with and ears to hear with. All the little things in life have a new and deeper meaning. You take nothing for granted, but see a plan and purpose running through everything that is taking place in your life. You find a real joy and uplift in everything that is happening to you. You see with the eyes of the Spirit. You understand the things that matter in life. And life is full to overflowing with joy and happiness. You begin to appreciate that there is nothing haphazard in all that is going on, You recognize my hand in everything, and your heart is filled with love and gratitude. August 23rd. Let the power of the Spirit flow in and through you. Open yourself up to this infinite power and realize its true secret lies in keeping in close contact with me, in drawing from the infinite eternal source. It is always here to be drawn upon by all souls who are ready to use it aright for the benefit of the whole. You have to be ready. You have to ask before you can receive. It will not be pushed upon you before you are prepared. Do you believe that with me all things are possible? Do you accept it as a fact, or do you still allow doubts and fears to spoil the perfection of your life? There is a perfect rhythm in all life, and when you are in rhythm, you flow with it without any effort and find joy and upliftment in so doing. So why not get into rhythm, get into tune, and enjoy life to the full? August 24th. Search your heart. Is there anything in you which is causing disunity and division? Is there any misunderstanding, jealousy, envy, or anything negative which may be putting on the brakes? You will have to face yourself fairly and squarely and be honest with yourself. You will know without a shadow of doubt if you happen to be that piece of grit which is holding up the perfect outworking of my plan. If you feel uncomfortable and find yourself making excuses and trying to justify your actions and your thoughts, you may be sure there is something deep within you that needs to be changed. When you recognize it, do not allow it to weigh you down, but start right there and then to change your whole outlook and attitude. I am always here to help you. Call on me, and I will help you to overcome all that seems to stand in your way, preventing you from feeling at one with the whole. August 25th. Never at any time feel that you have nothing to give. You have a tremendous amount to give, and you will find that the less you think about it, the better it will work out. The more you are thinking and living for others, and can forget the self completely in service to others, with never a thought of what you can get out of life, the happier you will be. Never give with one hand and take away with the other. When you give something, whatever it may be, give it with no strings attached, so that it can be used completely freely. When you give, let your giving be done abundantly, freely and wholeheartedly, and then forget about it. This principle applies to gifts on all levels, whether material or spiritual, tangible or intangible. Always be generous in your giving, and never be afraid of suffering lack, for if you do, it is not true giving. With true giving, you will lack nothing. August 26th. You have a tremendous work to do. It is the silent work of creating more love in the world. It is like the yeast in a lump of dough which does its work very quietly and without any fuss. And yet without it, the bread would be a solid lump. Therefore, love those souls you are with. Love what you are doing. Love your environment. And love those souls who are your seeming enemies. There is far more grace in loving the seemingly unlovable than in simply loving those souls who love you. Feel the need for love in every soul and allow yourself to become a channel for love to flow through to meet that need. As each individual learns to love for love's sake, so will the heaviness in the world be lightened. For love brings an element of lightness where there was heaviness and darkness. Love starts in each individual, so look within your own heart and draw it forth. Give of it freely and with real joy. August 27th. Give thanks for everything. Keep your heart wide open and let your feeling of gratitude pour forth in an unending stream. There is so much to be grateful for. Gratitude keeps your eyes open to me and to my wonders. Therefore you miss nothing and you see me in all that is taking place. You know there is a pattern and plan running through your life. Therefore, nothing is by chance. Every contact is right, every action guided. You must have complete faith to be able to live in this way, faith that your life is being guided and directed by me. It means you first have to surrender your all to me, to use as I will. You must learn that only when you give all, do you receive all. You can only do it when you have learnt to love me with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. For without love, you cannot take these steps. You cannot live this life. So open your heart and love. August 28th. Learning to put first things first is vitally important. For only when first things are put first will all work out perfectly. Search your heart and see what you are putting first. Is it yourself and your own welfare? Is it your job and your material circumstances? Are you content to go through life completely unaware of me, confident that you can get along just as well without my help and that you have no need of me? You are absolutely free to adopt any attitude you wish. No one will stop you, but you must be willing to take the consequences when things go wrong. Remember, when you know what is right and choose to go your own way, the responsibility you hold is even greater, for you cannot plead ignorance. Never make the excuse that there is so much to do, that there is not time to fit everything in. I tell you that when you put first things first, there is time for everything. August 29th. You must do your own work in this spiritual life. I am always here to help those souls who help themselves, but you have to take the first step. You will never learn lessons if everything is done for you. You cannot train a child by doing everything for it. You have to let it do things for itself. No matter how slow or fumbling its actions are to begin with, you have to stand back and be very patient. Very patiently and very lovingly, I have to stand back and see you do your own work and make mistakes. But always remember, you will benefit by your mistakes. Nothing is in vain. All the time, you are learning new lessons and advancing along the spiritual path. Every step, no matter how small, takes you nearer the goal, your realization of oneness with me. Until eventually, you realize there is no separation, and all is one, and you are part of that one glorious life. August 30th. Do you sometimes wonder why you are where you are, doing what you are doing? Do you ever have doubts in your mind? Seek deep within your heart and answer these questions honestly. Then, if you feel you are still one of those doubting Thomases, take time to be still, to seek enlightenment from within, and find out where you can fit into the whole vast scheme. I can assure you that it is not by chance that you are where you are. Life may have been very tough for you. You may have had to go through many tests and trials. You may even have been plunged into the fiery furnace. You may be sure there is a reason for all of it, so that all the dross might be burnt away and nothing but the pure gold, the I am within, remains. And so that I can work in and through the I am to bring about my wonders and glories for all to see. August 31st. To learn the laws of manifestation, there are vitally important lessons. Patience, persistence, and perseverance. You have to learn implicit obedience and be willing to follow out my instructions, no matter how foolish they may appear to be. It is only when these lessons have been learnt and put into practice that the most wonderful things begin to happen in your life. And you do indeed behold my laws being lived and demonstrated. Always remember, you have to do something. You have to live a life and not just spend your life praying, hoping something will happen. Prayer is necessary, but it is not enough. You have to learn to live a life for all to see. Talking about faith is not enough. You have to live in such a way that all those souls around you can see what it means to live by faith, what it means to put your whole faith and trust in me, the Lord your God, the divinity within you. September. I was shown a deep, dark well, and on top was a bucket with a rope attached to it. I saw the bucket being lowered into the well, and when it was drawn up out of the darkness, it was filled to the brim with pure, clear water. I heard the words, "Deep within every soul is purity of spirit. Take time to seek for it until you find it, and then draw it forth." September 1st. You can soar to great heights with a heart filled with praise and thanksgiving. But like the tiny lark, you have to take off from the ground. You have to make that special effort. It need not be a strain. It can be a joyous, light-hearted effort. Why remain anchored when action on your part can change your life completely? Set your sights high. The higher, the better. Expect the most wonderful happenings, not in the future, but right now. Stride forward with a firm, steady step, knowing with a deep, certain inner knowing that you will reach every goal you set yourself. Why not take some positive action today? Why not start the wheels turning? Once you have done your part, you will receive all the help you require, but not until then. Have confidence in your ability to do all things because you are drawing your substance from me. You can do all things when your faith and trust are in me. September 2nd. When your desire is to bring peace and harmony into the world, then you will have to start by finding peace and harmony within your own heart. It is a waste of time talking about peace. You have to seek and find that consciousness of peace, which nothing and no one can disturb, and remain in it. In that state of consciousness, you will be able to be effective and to help to bring about peace and harmony into the lives of many. Be consciously aware of peace and harmony in your own life first, and like a stone thrown into the middle of a pond, the ripples will spread out and out, touching and changing the lives of many. As you sow, so shall you reap. When you sow discord and disharmony, you reap discord and disharmony. Whereas when you sow peace and harmony, the harvest of peace and harmony shall be great, not just for you, but for all those souls with whom you come into contact. September 3rd. Give and go on giving. Never try to hoard anything. Keep everything flowing freely, whether it is talent, love, money, or possessions. Keep it flowing. Keep it moving. When you do, you will find it will increase a thousandfold. The life force in your body cannot be hoarded. It has to keep moving, keep circulating. For only in this way can newer, fresher, and even greater life force enter, and you can become a vital being. So it is with everything. Keep it moving, and never hold up the flow. Watch life unfold for you in true perfection. See your every need met at exactly the right time. Expect it to come about and never allow any doubts into your consciousness. Be positive about everything, no matter what the outer conditions may appear to be, and feel those negative thoughts disappearing as they are replaced by increase and plenty. Have absolute faith that all is very, very well, and all is working out perfectly because all is in my hands. September 4th. Hold the vision of perfection, harmony and beauty ever before you, and see it in everything and everyone. Let the love within you bubble over like water and flow to all alike. Let there be no discrimination in you, for all are of me. All are one family. Universal love starts within each individual and works its way out. When each individual realizes it and allows that love to flow freely, great changes will come about in the world. For it is love that transmutes all hatred, jealousy, envy, criticism, and greed. These are the qualities that cause war, destruction, and death. Love creates life, life everlasting, life abundant. Love brings with it peace, joy, and true and lasting happiness and contentment. Above all, it brings unity and oneness. So if you have wandered off into the highways and byways and lost your way, come back to the path of love, which leads straight to me, and there you will find me waiting deep within you. September 5th. When you choose to do my will and walk in my ways, you will have to do it wholeheartedly, no matter what it may mean. You have to take the rough with the smooth when learning that vital lesson of instant obedience to my will. Only when you give all will you receive all. In this spiritual life, you cannot pick out all the plums and leave the cake. It is all or nothing. Many souls like to choose the parts in this life that appeal to them and to ignore those parts that do not comply with their baser desires. Doing so is not living a spiritual life. It is picking and choosing what you want to do, not what I require of you. You cannot expect things to work out for you if that is your attitude. I need your total surrender and dedication before I can work wonders and miracles in and through you. Now that you know, why not do something about it? September 6th. Live one day at a time. Do not try and rush ahead, making arrangements for tomorrow may never come. Enjoy today to the full. Enjoy it as if it were your last. Do all the wonderful things you have longed to do, not recklessly or thoughtlessly, but with real joy. Be like a small child who takes no thought for tomorrow and has forgotten what happened yesterday, but just lives as if the only time that matters is now. The now is the most exciting time you have ever known. So do not miss a second of it. Live on the tips of your toes, ready for anything to happen at any moment. When you live this way, you are ready and open for anything that may take place. Changes will come, and they will come very quickly. Lift up your heart in deep gratitude as they come along one by one. Always see the very best in every change that takes place. September 7th. Next time you're faced with a job which does not appeal to you, take time before you even start it to change your complete outlook towards it. See yourself doing it for me, and if your love for me is what it should be, you will find a real joy and delight in doing whatever it is perfectly. What is more, you will find you have plenty of time to do everything that has to be done. Never waste time convincing yourself that you do not have the time and are far too busy. Simply go ahead and do what has to be done. Let your life run smoothly and peacefully without any sense of rush. When you start the day aright, with a heart full of love and gratitude, and with a feeling of expectancy that it will be a wonderful day, with everything falling perfectly into place, you will draw it all to you. September 8th. Let me work in and through you. Let my love and light flow freely in and through you, out into the world. Realize that this is as it was in the beginning, when we walked and talked together, and that you have gone the full cycle and have once again returned and become one with me, the beloved. Do not dream about it. Do not long for it to be so. Simply know that it is so now, and that no longer is there any separation. No longer do you have to wander in the wilderness, lost and alone, not knowing which way to turn. Realize that your every step is guided and directed by me, and that as you become more and more aware of me, of my divine presence, you can never again lose your way. So give eternal thanks, and let your heart be so full of joy and gratitude that you express it at all times, and your every breath says, "Thank you, beloved." September 9th. When a soul intends to get as much out of life as possible without giving, that soul cannot find real and lasting happiness and joy. For it is in thinking of and living for others that one finds deep inner joy and contentment. No one can live unto themselves and be happy. Whenever you find yourself with a feeling of discontent and dissatisfaction in life, you may be sure it is because you have stopped thinking of others and have become too wrapped up in yourself. The way to change is to start thinking of someone else and do something for them so that the self is completely forgotten. There are so many souls in need that there is always something you can do for someone else. So why not open your eyes and open your heart and let light show you the way. Let love guide your actions. Let my love infill and enfold you and be at perfect peace. September 10th. When you plant a seed in the ground, it may look like any other seed, brown and dried up, with the appearance of no life force in it. Nevertheless, you place it in the ground in confidence, and at the right time, it starts to grow. It knows what it is going to grow into. You only know what you have placed in the ground by what was on the packet. But you have confidence that the specific plant will grow from that specific seed, and it does. When you plant the right ideas and thoughts in your mind, you must do it in complete confidence, knowing that only the perfect will spring forth from those ideas and thoughts. As your trust and confidence become strong and unshakable, those constructive thoughts and ideas begin to grow and develop. In this way, you can accomplish anything. It is that inner power within each one which does the work. It is the I am within you.